Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Influenza is a serious disease that can lead to hospitalization and sometimes even death. Every flu season is different, and vaccination is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your family from this potentially dangerous disease. My guest is Dr. Wendy Sue Swanson. She's board-certified pediatrician, mother of two young boys, and the author of the Seattle Children's Hospital Seattle Mama Doc blog. Dr. Swanson, welcome to the show. Explain a little bit about influenza, the flu, and the devastating effect it can have on children and around the globe.
Thanks, Melanie. Well, yeah, I mean, influenza, as lots of people call the flu, and I'll use those words, the flu, not because I misunderstand the infection, but I think most people use that term. It's a virus, and just like other viruses that cause the common cold, it gets spread often during the winter months when, you know, our kids are in school, people are in college, the doors are closed, and we cough on each other and breathe the same air, and these infections then kind of cluster during that time. But what's different about influenza is that it can be very dangerous and it can be deadly, and it varies from one year to the next. So it has a really seasonal kind of component to it in that it comes in the kind of late fall, early winter, tends to peak in about January or February, but affects people every single year and certainly causes significant burden of disease. Now, last year, our numbers are just out, and last year, 80,000 Americans died from complications related to influenza or the flu. 180 children passed away. That means 180 families put their children in a grave secondary to influenza infection. So it's not just the common cold. It's a specific virus that can cause significant life-threatening and or life-changing kind of infections that way. And it really does affect kids. But I think one of the things that I love to tell families to help them understand why we work so hard to get kids immunized or get vaccinated for it is that kids spread the majority of the infections around our, you know, community. So think about it. Kids go to preschool, they go to school, they play with toys, they drool, they cough, they slurp, they snot all over each other. And when they do that, they tend to share the infection more than others. So we work really hard to protect those that are most vulnerable. So that includes people over the age of 65. That's the majority of people who died last year were over the age of 65. But think about it. A lot of those grandparents may have been exposed to influenza from kids in the community. And we also, you know, work really hard because kids under the age of 5 are at much higher risk for being hospitalized, even with breathing challenges or pneumonias that can come from influenza as well. So, you know, it causes muscle aches, it causes really high fever that can last for over a week, it causes cold symptoms and cough, but it's really these life-threatening or life-ending infections. The reason that we get vaccinated is we just, in good conscience, have a vaccine to prevent this and to reduce the likelihood of getting it, and we do our best to do that in addition to washing your hands and coughing in your elbow. You know, we really know that the number one way that you can reduce the likelihood of your child dying from the flu is to get the flu shot.
So last year's flu was a little unexpected, and the emergency room saw an uptick in people coming in with severe flu symptoms. Dr. Swanson, tell us a little bit about how the flu vaccines are figured out.
Yeah, so flu vaccine is a really coordinated effort. I mean, I think a lot of people complain about the flu shot because they feel like it's imperfect, because usually it protects, if you vaccinate about 100 people, if you put 100 kids in a classroom and you vaccinate them all, it'll protect on average each year about 60 out of the 100 from ever getting the infection. But we also know getting the flu shot, even if it doesn't prevent you from getting the infection, it tends to decrease the severity of it. So the likelihood that you'll die from flu is much less. Now, the way it works is this. There are about 100 different centers all over the world that every single week are providing what's called surveillance, vaccine surveillance, meaning they're looking out in the community, they're figuring out which flu viruses are there that are infecting human beings, and they're making sure that they understand what kind of strain there are. There's lots of different kinds of influenza. There's influenza A, there's influenza B, there's all these subtypes of that. And each year we do a new flu vaccine because the flu virus is smart. It does something that's called drift. It kind of changes and mutates itself so that it actually can kind of outsmart marked different individuals or even the vaccine. So each year as it kind of moves around the planet, it goes into wherever it's winter, influenza is basically. So, you know, when it was summer here, it was winter in Australia, and that's when they tend to have their flu season. And we watch which strains, which kind of flu A is there, which kind of flu B is there. And the vaccine surveillance then says, okay, here are the strains that we think are coming to the United States. Then the vaccine makers work really quickly to produce the vaccine that is those types of flu. So this year, for example, you can either get a shot with three or four strains of the virus, two strains of flu A, two strains of flu B, and one is called H3N2, one is called H1N1 that lots of people have heard of. Those are the flu A's. And this year, the ingredients, or basically the formula for the flu shot, is different in two ways. The H3N2 is different this year, and one of the flu B strains is different. So what we think is that the virus that's coming this year to North America is a little bit different than the virus that came last year and killed so many people. And now, again, we don't know if that's going to be a severe flu season or a mild flu season, but the flu vaccine is specifically catered to those predictions of those strains. So it's a huge effort from people all over the world to make sure that we're protecting people everywhere.
What's the best way to protect young children too young to receive that vaccine? Tell us who can receive it and who really shouldn't.
Yeah. So almost everybody can receive the flu vaccine once you're over the age of 6 months of age. So, you know, once your kid is over 6 months, we want every single child and teenager to get a flu shot. If your child's under nine and they've never had a flu shot before, so if they're a baby and this is their first year, they get a flu shot and then they get a booster about 1 month later. And if you've got a six-year-old who's never had a flu shot and you this year are saying, oh, I really got to do this, then you want to give your six-year-old that first flu shot. And if they've never had one before, you'd come back a month later for that booster. Now, you know, we want to get everybody immunized, but in addition, we really want those pregnant moms immunized. And that's for two reasons. Pregnant women are at high risk for having severe or life-threatening influenza infections. And when you give a mom a flu shot, she makes antibodies in her blood. Antibodies are the infection-fighting parts of your immune system. Like a whole fleet and army of antibodies gets ready to fight off influenza, and she passes it to her baby through the placenta. So we know that newborns who are born to moms who had a flu shot, they're 70% less likely to be hospitalized as a newborn from flu. So we know those babies born to moms who got that flu shot, they benefit because mom stays alive and mom stays healthy, but they also get that what we call passive immunity from all those antibodies they get from mama. So that's a great way to protect newborns. And if you've got grandparents and friends and there's a newborn in your house who's under 6 months and can't get the flu shot this season, you really want to make sure everyone who's around that baby has gotten the flu shot so they don't spread the virus to your baby. Young infants are at significant and severe risk for having respiratory distress and being hospitalized from flu.
Now, last year, there was no nasal mist. What's changed about the vaccine for this year?
Well, remember, two things have changed. So, number one, the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending just the flu shot for all children. They're saying in the last couple of years, the nasal flu spray between 2013 and 2016, it wasn't as effective against one type of influenza, that H1N1. For some reason, that component had a hard time working in the nasal cells where the nasal spray went. Now, good data and good engineering has changed the preparation of nasal flu spray. So it is on the market and it is available for children over age two who've never had wheezing and don't have underlying health problems. But it is recommended from the American Academy of Pediatrics because we know how effective the shot has been in the last few seasons against all the strains of flu. They're recommending the shot first. But if your child's one of those kids who's so scared of needles and absolutely is going to refuse the flu shot and you can't convince them, or your pediatrician runs out of the flu shot and they have the nasal spray, if your child's over age 2 years and they don't have underlying wheezing or asthma, then we recommend that they get that if they don't, if they won't take the shot themselves.
This time of year, it's hard to avoid getting sick, whether it's a common cold or the stomach bug. It's crucial to stay well hydrated. Hydrolyte is a great-tasting clinical hydration product that contains the correct balance of sodium, glucose, and water to rapidly replace fluids and electrolytes. Hydrolyte comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or effervescent tablets that you can simply drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Compared to sports drinks, Hydrolyte delivers up to four times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. Hydrolite solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. You can find Hydrolite in the digestive aisle at Rite Aid or online at Amazon.com. Visit Hydrolite.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. That's Hydrolite.com/podcasts to save 30% on Amazon with promo code HydraKid. So then speak about if you do get the flu, Dr. Swanson, then how do you know it's the flu versus a cold versus even sometimes seasonal allergies? And what do you do if you do come down with those symptoms?
Well, sometimes the flu, particularly in people who have been immunized, will either not show up with a lot of symptoms or be really mild like a regular cold. So if that's the case, you may not even know it's influenza. And one other point about that is that you can't outsmart influenza by much just saying, I'm going to always keep my kids home and they're always going to be safe. I mean, there are people who get influenza, and even before they start to show symptoms, the virus is in their nasal secretions and in their droplets when they sneeze and cough, so they can even spread it before that. But most of the time, when someone gets the flu, it is like getting hit by a freight train. I mean, it is like you're fine at noon, and at 4 o'clock, all of a sudden you are down and out. Like you all of a sudden have a big fever. All you can do is lie on the couch. Your legs ache, your body aches. When I've had influenza in the past, I've had it twice in my life that I know, it's like my skin hurts, my hair hurts. I mean, kids are lumpy and droopy. So if, for example, you feel like your child, you know and start to hear as the flu season goes on, you start to hear, oh, influenza's in our region, we've been hearing about it, and your kid just kind of goes down and out, that's the kind of thing where you want to watch them real carefully. You want to use fever-reducing medicines like acetaminophen or ibuprofen. You want to keep your child really hydrated. But if your child is of high risk, meaning they're young, if they have underlying asthma, or you're concerned about their well-being, of course we want you to see the pediatrician. But we do have antiviral medicines for flu. Now, they're not magic, but some data shows that if you give those antiviral medicines that are anti-flu virus medicines in the first 48 hours of illness, meaning in the first day or the second day that your child's been sick, you can sometimes reduce the likelihood of a child being hospitalized or the duration and even the severity of that infection. So if you're concerned your child has influenza, you can go in and get a flu test from your pediatrician, and they can give you an anti-flu medicine in the first 2 days of illness. So if your kid goes down, like they got hit by a freight train, and you know it's flu season and it's in your community, it's worth calling your pediatrician.
And what do you say to parents who say, oh, well, I've never gotten the flu, I'm not worried about it, I'm not going to have my children get this flu? Debunk a few of the myths about the flu shot for us and why it's so important, why you're on the show today to tell us about the importance of getting that vaccine.
Well, the flu is common. So somewhere between 10 and 40% of children get influenza each year, and it can be mild, but most of the time it's a robust illness. A lot of people, like, you know, I'm 44, so I'm in that middle age. I don't have underlying health conditions that put me at significant or severe risk this year. And I could walk around and say, like, oh, I don't need it. But the reality is twofold. I could get flu and it could kill me. We know that flu, in by definition, the most predictable aspect of flu is that it's unpredictable. You know, what we call pandemic flu, like the pandemic flu from 100 years ago, killed millions and millions of people around the globe. And we're always bracing for that. So we don't know when it's going to be a severe season or when it's going to be a mild season. But I think the bottom line is that when you get a flu shot, you do protect your body first. I mean, you build antibodies so that you can fight off if someone coughs on you. 6 out of 10 times a year, you know, you're going to then not develop this yucky infection, but you're also not going to spread it to people who are old. So if you're at the grocery and you have flu and you cough on someone who's older, it may kill them. If you're in the grocery store and you're next to a pregnant mom, you may cough on someone who's very high risk for severe infection that could cause harm to her or her baby. And young kids, as you know, are considered a vulnerable group. So when we immunize ourselves as parents, we know kids are 2 to 3 times more likely to get the flu shot when their mom or dad does. And we know that they're that much less likely to get it from them. So I'm not just talking to parents about getting their kids immunized. I want parents to be immunized too. This is a vaccine-preventable illness, 180 families. Half of Pooh's families had a healthy kid last year. So flu doesn't just kill the old, and it doesn't just kill the frail. Healthy kids, over, 90 or so healthy kids last year were walking around, going to school, and then got influenza, and they suffered life-ending consequences from it. And your child doesn't have to be that one. And I can't point at a group of kids and say, oh, that's the one who's going to get a bad case of flu. It's unpredictable. So I'm getting the, or actually, I got the flu shot last week, and my kids are getting the flu shot before Halloween this year. And we will be ready. You know, we think the flu shot starts to really take good effect and protect you about 2 weeks after you get the shot. So you want to do that before flu season even comes. And last year, flu season came a little earlier. So before Halloween, and if you don't get it before Halloween, ideally even before Thanksgiving. So before flu gets into your own community, you want your whole family protected.
Then wrap it up for us, Dr. Swanson, because it's such important information about, with a reminder that all vaccines are important and should be given according to schedule. And really the reason that we have vaccines and the fact that they have almost eliminated so many vaccine-preventable diseases.
Yeah, well, vaccines are really, like, you know, second to sanitation, basically. You know, sewer systems working in clean water. Vaccinations are likely the most effective way at preventing death that we've ever had in modern medicine. You know, the flu vaccine is an essential every year vaccine, meaning it's on the universal schedule. So just like the measles, mumps, rubella shot or the tetanus shot or the polio vaccine, the flu vaccine is recommended for all kids over the age of 6 months because the benefits of that vaccine we know far outweigh any of the side effects. About, 10 to 30% of kids who are young, little kids that are under toddlers, might get a fever from it. And the rest of us can feel a little achy or even nauseous or kind of a little warm with a temperature elevation after the flu vaccine. But it's much better to have those side effects as your immune system's revving up, learning how to protect you, than the vaccine, than the infection itself. Flu vaccine for every child over 6 months of age. If your child's never had a flu vaccine before and they're under the age of 9, they need 2 doses. So you do the first dose, and then the nurses or whoever gives you the shot will remind you to come back a month later. But this is the way we protect your children from spreading infection, from getting sick and staying out of work, and how we keep that really vulnerable population, those kids with underlying health problems like diabetes or heart problems or asthma, from getting severely sick, and those healthy kids that can also go down from flu. So check in. You can get them often at grocery stores or drug stores. You can go to your pediatrician's office, and you can get reminders throughout the season. We have launched an Alexa skill called Flu Doctor. So if you want to download or enable the skill called Flu Doctor, I'll keep you updated every week on what's going on with the flu season, how the vaccine works, and you can ask Flu Doctor your closest place to get a shot from your house, and she'll tell you how to do it.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Swanson. It's so important that parents hear about the efficacy of not only the flu vaccine, but vaccines in general, and why the American Academy of Pediatrics and the CDC work so hard to increase awareness for flu vaccines and for other vaccines and following the schedule. Thank you again, because it's really just great information. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they are out there helping to save our children. That's what it's all about. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.